12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 p.m. CST. Despite each coming in a distant third in 2025 federal election, both New Democratic candidates, Yuk Sum Won and Joy Wakefield, say they went to as many doors as they could, and were pleased with the high voter turnout. Olivia Browning, photo. Alicia Anderson. 11:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:50 Central Standard Time. Earlier tonight, Pawlowski said he was cautiously optimistic. Minutes ago, he acknowledged his supporters as the close race was called in his favor. Read more. Jody Lundmark. 11:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:45 Central Standard Time. The election has been called for the Liberal Party at the national level and the local level in Thunder Bay, Rainy River, but PC candidate Brendan Hyatt says the Conservatives Party will hold the proposed Liberal majorities feet over the fire to make sure they do what's best for Canada. Clint Fleury, Local Journalism Initiative. 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:30 Central Standard Time. Results have come in for Thunder Bay Superior North Riding. The NDP's Joy Wakefield placed a distant third. "I'm just really thankful to my team and all my supporters here who really worked tirelessly," said Wakefield. Alicia Anderson. 11:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:16 Central Standard Time. The Kenora Kiewetinung will again be represented by Conservative Eric Melillo in Parliament. Melillo 49 won and 70% of votes, with 97 of 157 polls reporting. Second place Liberal Charles Fox had 34%, the NDP's Tanya Cameron 14%. Read more. Mike Stimpson, Local Journalism Initiative, photo. Shelley Bujold. 11:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:05 Central Standard Time. Patty Haidu has been declared the winner for Thunder Bay Superior North. She will return to Parliament Hill for a fourth term. Read more. Matt Prokopchik. 10:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:48 Central Standard Time. Throughout the campaign, said Ontario PC candidate Bob Herman, he was really surprised at the anxiety that is being felt by people aged 20 to 45. "I mean, those are the ones that are feeling the worst part of this economy, and a lot of them, they're going to vote. So, if those people went out and vote, D, that would really help us," said Herman. Nikki Shaw. 10:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:45 p.m. Central Standard Time. Joy Wakefield and campaign manager Dawson Mihachuk at the Arthur Street Boston Pizza in Thunder Bay. "I'm anxious to see what the breakdown is," said Wakefield. Alicia Anderson. 10:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:40 p.m. Central Standard Time. Kenora Kiewetinung Liberal candidate Charles Fox relaxes at an election night gathering in Kenora. With 30 of 157 polls reporting he was trailing Conservative incumbent by about 700 votes. Mike Stimpson, Local Journalism Initiative, photo. Shelley Bujold. 10:32 p.m. EST, 9:32 p.m. Central Standard Time. Haidu and supporters watching national election night coverage. A loud cheer went up as prognosticators, based on early numbers, call a Liberal government. Matt Prokopchik. 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. PC candidate Brendan Hyatt watches the poll with intensity. The Liberals may be leading, but he is not out of this race. Clint Fleury, Local Journalism Initiative. 10:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:25 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thunder Bay Rainy River incumbent Marcus Pawlowski, right, waits for the results at the Da Vinci Center. Jody Lundmark. 10:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:18 p.m. Central Standard Time. Joy Wakefield has entered the building, joining her supporters at the Arthur Street Boston Pizza in Thunder Bay. "This is an experience of a lifetime in a lot of ways, and so I'm just so overwhelmingly grateful for all the people who supported me," Wakefield told Newswatch. Alicia Anderson, 10:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:05 p.m. Central Standard Time. "As the first numbers start coming in, the incumbent candidates are taking an early lead in all three Northwestern Ontario ridings. But with only a handful of polls reporting so far, it's much too early to say anything. Click here for the latest poll numbers from the region." Lee Noonan, 10 p.m. EST, 9 p.m. CST. "More and more people are rolling into Boston Pizza, and new Democrat candidate Yuk Sam Won says through her campaign it was important to build trust with people. It's always about building that trust with people so that they know who I am, so that if I'm the MP, they're able to come to me to be able to really bring forward their issues." Olivia Browning, 9:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:55 p.m. Central Standard Time. "Kenora Kiewitinoong's conservative incumbent Eric Melillo and his campaign manager are out scrutineering ballot counts in Kenora," a campaign volunteer says. Mike Stimpson, Local Journalism Initiative, photo, Shelley Bujold. 9:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:50 p.m. CST. "Election nights are full of data. Patty Haidu's team of analysts pores over polling numbers as they come in, looking at trends and comparing results to previous elections." Matt Prokopchik, 9:45 p.m. EST, 8:45 p.m. Central Standard Time. PC candidate Brendan Hyatt says he's a little nervous, but he has had a solid team helping out over the last few weeks. Clint Fleury, Local Journalism Initiative. 9:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:38 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yuk Sam Won, the new Democrat candidate in the Thunder Bay Rainy River riding, has arrived at Boston Pizza. Won says the campaign this time around has been fantastic. "It was really nice to be able to get out, even though the five-week campaign is really short, and a snap election. That created some havoc as well as snowstorms and rain, but people were very interested in politics, which is a nice change to have." Olivia Browning, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. "Polls are closed across Ontario. Ballot boxes are being opened at the first votes counted. Results should start coming in momentarily." Lee Noonan, 9:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:25 p.m. Central Standard Time. "The Ontario PC candidate Bob Herman has just arrived to join his party at the industry as they wait for the federal election polling to finish up and the votes to be counted. Herman said it has been 5 weeks since they started campaigning. Most of our volunteers and workers are still at the polls here, so we're kind of happy right now that this room will fill up," said Herman. He said he thinks the Conservatives have a really good feeling and were able to get their message out. "We were consistent in our message and, you know, we felt that the issues that we were discussing, the economy, jobs, housing affordability, are all long-term issues that aside from the distraction of the tariffs that will eventually go away," said Herman. "Those are issues that we made and certainly impacted a lot of people, especially people from 20 years old to 25 years old in this riding." Nikki Shaw, 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:20 p.m. Central Standard Time. "The crowd at Whitewater County Club waits eagerly for the polls to close to see where PC candidate Brandon Hyatt lands in the 2025 federal election." Clint Fleury, Local Journalism Initiative. 9:15 Eastern Standard Time, 8:15 Central Standard Time. "Thunder Bay Superior North Liberal incumbent Patty Haidu with a supporter at her election night watch party. My team has been working incredibly hard over the last 38 days and really over the last 9.5 years serving Thunder Bay Superior North, meeting with constituents, visiting our riding, And what I can say is the response at the doors has been overwhelmingly positive, Haidu told Dougal Media. Matt Prokopchik.